This I believe. Mr. William H. Danforth is primarily a businessman. He is the founder and chairman of the board of Ralston Purina Company, the large feed and cereal business. His interests and time, however, are not limited to his some 30 mills throughout the country. His favorite avocation is the American Youth Foundation and the Danforth Foundation. The personal creed he developed in his 80-odd years is perhaps startling and at least unique. Here is William Danforth.
As a boy, I lived in the country surrounded by swamps. I had chills and fever, and when I came to the city to school, I was full of malaria. One day, a teacher took me by both shoulders and in a voice I'll never forget said, "Bill Danforth, you're a mess." He told me to straighten up, throw my shoulders back. He said, "I dare you to be the healthiest boy in the class." That teacher opened up a whole new world to me. Of the 52 in that class, now only two are left. One of these two was the sickest boy in the class. From that day, I started to stand tall. I take care of my health. This means a sensible diet, plenty of rest, good habits. I walk at least a mile a day. Every morning I take my exercises. I hate them, but I do them. I reach for my toes 50 times, and 50 times I turn my body to the right and to the left, the liver squeezer. Every day I eat something green. Every day I drink 8 glasses of water. But a strong body alone isn't enough. I must also think tall, develop my being. To me, this means reading a book a week. In the back of each book, I make notes as I read. Also, I make it a daily practice to meet people, people who know more than I do. I learn from them and add to my knowledge. I get a lot of inspiration from the sermon I hear on Sunday. Much of what I know has come from others. Many, many of the ideas that seem original with me really aren't mine. I borrowed them from friends and neighbors and even strangers. Then I dare myself each day to smile tall. I've learned that if I start out in the morning with a grouch and a chip on my shoulder, I promote arguments and troubles. I found that smiles attract smiles. Sure, there are lots of mornings I don't feel like smiling, but I smile anyway. And smiles keep coming my way. Often I've walked down the street thinking of something that made me smile and have been surprised to have strangers smiling back at me. Smiling tall has brought me friends. But most important of all, I've found that I must live tall. What would be accomplished if I had a strong body, an alert mind, and a winning personality, if my friends, my neighbors, and my business contacts couldn't depend on my word? No great achievement stands the test of time unless it is based on honesty, truthfulness, integrity, clean living, and a love for our fellow man. This four-square plan of living has become my religion, a religion that encourages me to strengthen my body, to think more creatively, to develop a more friendly personality, and to so live that others have confidence in me. Stand tall, think tall, smile tall, live tall, if you please. After more than 80 years, it continues to make me start each day determined to beat my yesterday. And for tomorrow, it makes me ask, what next? This I believe.
That was the creed of businessman William H. Danforth. He believes in the challenges and the challenging of life. And so, in whatever he does, he never gives less than his best.